Sutam vilokyana kadundubis tada.
Sutam vilokyana kadundubis tada.
Krishna avatarutsava sambramo sprishan.
Krishna avatarutsava sambramo sprishan.
Muda dvijebhyo yutam apluto gavam.
Muda dvijebhyo yutam apluto gavam.
Savismayot pulal vilochano harin.
Savismayot pulal vilochano harin.
Sutam vilokyana kadundubis tada.
Sutam vilokyana kadundubis tada.
Krishna avatarut sava sambramo sprishan.
Krishna avataro sava sambramo sprishan.
Mudad vijebhyo yutam apluto gavam.
Mudad vijebhyo yutam apluto gavam.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Vasudev.
Vasudev.
Also known as Anakadundubhi.
Also known as Anakadundubhi.
Vismaya ut. Pullalochanaha. His eyes being struck with wonder at the beautiful appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
His eyes being struck with wonder at the beautiful appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Harim. Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sutam. As his son.
As his son.
Vilokya,
vilokya,
observing,
observing.
Anakadundubihi,
Anakadundubihi,
Vasudev,
Vasudev.
Tada,
tada,
at that time,
at that time.
Krishna avatara utsava,
Krishna avatara utsava,
for a festival to be observed because of Krishna's appearance.
For a festival to be observed because of Krishna's appearance.
Sambrahmaha.
Sambrahmaha.
Wishing to welcome the Lord with great respect.
Wishing to welcome the Lord with great respect.
Aspirshat.
Aspirshat.
Took advantage by distributing.
Took advantage by distributing.
Muda.
Muda.
With great jubilation.
With great jubilation.
Dvijebhyaha.
Dvijebhyaha.
To the Brahmanas.
To the Brahmanas.
Ayutam.
Ayutam.
10,000.
10,000.
Aplutaha.
Aplutaha.
Overwhelmed, surcharged.
Overwhelmed, surcharged.
Gavam.
Gavam.
Cows.
Cows.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When Vasudev saw his extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder. In transcendental jubilation, he mentally collected 10,000 cows and distributed them among the Brahmanas as a transcendental festival. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has analyzed the wonder of Vasudeva upon seeing his extraordinary child. Vasudeva was shivering with wonder to see a newborn child decorated so nicely with valuable garments and gems. He could immediately understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had appeared, not as an ordinary child, but in his original full-decorated, four-handed form. The first wonder was that the Lord was not afraid to appear within the prison house of Kamsa, where Vasudeva and Devaki were interned. Second, although the Lord, the Supreme Transcendence, is all-pervading, he had appeared from the womb of Devaki. The third point of wonder, therefore, was that a child could take birth from the womb so nicely decorated. Fourth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was Vasudeva's worshipable deity, yet had just taken birth as his son. For all these reasons, Vasudeva was transcendentally jubilant, and he wanted to perform a festival, as Kshatriyas do, to celebrate the birth of a child. But because of his imprisonment, he was unable to do it externally, and therefore he performed the festival within his mind. This was just as good. If one cannot externally serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can serve the Lord within one's mind, since the activities of the mind are as good as those of the other senses. This is called the non-dual or absolute situation, Advaya Jnana. People generally perform ritualistic ceremonies for the birth of a child. Why then should Vasudev not have performed such a ceremony when the Supreme Lord appeared as his son? So as we were discussing yesterday, Vasudev's Swarupa is mixed. He is a very intimate devotee in the Vatsalya Rasa. He doesn't have a distant Vaikuntha relationship. He's able to conceive of Krishna as dependent on him. That is something only achievable in Krishna's most intimate abode. Mathura is right next to Vrindavan. It's just across the river. It's not on the other side of the causal ocean. It's not that far away. The mood of Mathura seems a lot different, but there's not that much difference. You know, short boat ride across the river and you're in Mathura. Although there's a world of difference. But Vasudeva incorporates both moods. Vasudeva is able to visit Gokula. He can be in the place. He's not completely out of place there. One of his wives, Rohini, belongs to both places. She lived with Nanda Maharaj, and then later on she will live in Dwarka, Rohini. So there's connection there. He's on the cusp, let's say, between Madhurya and Aishwarya, Vasudev. And it seems contradictory. He's very awestruck to see his son appear in the form of Narayan, with all the ornamentation and glory of Narayan. Yeah. At the same time, he's also awestruck how Krishna is not afraid of Kamsa and is appearing right in his prison. So he's thinking both ways, apparently contradictory ways. That here, my supreme Lord Narayan is taking birth as my son, and how could he not be afraid of Kamsa? Yeah. Both, you know. This is Indian thinking. And, you know, Americans, Europeans can't, it has to be black and white. But if in India you can accommodate, Indian mind can accommodate such apparent contradictions. And you can see that Vasudev is very enlivened. That means everything is fitting into place for him. Whatever he's experiencing is exactly appropriate to his personal desire and mood. Krishna has appeared just as he wanted Krishna to appear, and therefore he's delighted. The fulfillment of all his desires is now being given to him by Krishna's appearance, and he's not going to see much more of Krishna. Not for several years, 13 years. He's going to, in a short time, be told by Krishna, take me away and deposit me in Gokula. And Vasudev's not going to see him again until he's fully grown. Still, Vasudev is fully satisfied just to have this 1 hour with Krishna. All the ambitions of his life, he feels now, are completely fulfilled. And it all fits together exactly according to his individual mood. This is what you get for surrendering to Krishna. All of your ambitions, all of your hankerings are perfectly fulfilled. You'll never get that any other way. If you conquer the world, you'll still be frustrated. If you conquer your mind and senses by performing great austerities and becoming an excellent yogi, you'll still be frustrated. No matter what you do, you won't get everything you want and everything you need. Only by becoming Krishna's fully surrendered and dependent devotee. No matter what it is, no matter what you are and what your ambitions and desires are, that Krishna will arrange for everything, including all the apparent contradictions, to be fulfilled. Ananyas chintayanto maham yejana pariupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. for those who think of me constantly. And they worship me, paryupasate, completely, not partially, not thick and thin, sometimes enthusiastic, sometimes spaced out or depressed, but always properly concentrating one's mind on Krishna and his satisfaction in everything one does. That's paryupasate. To those devotees, I give them everything they lack, and I help preserve everything they have. Protect, they have no concern for lacking anything or for the security of what they have. I take care of all of that. Vahami, personally, not even just through my energies, but I do it, I carry it on my head in person. You know, just like you can go to an Automat cafeteria. They have the they still have it in New York? Automat, horn and hearted automat, where you put 25 cents in the, 5 cents in a slot, and the food pops out of the. It's called the automat. You know, untouchable. Well, of course, the people in the kitchen cook it, but they put it in this dispenser. These dispenser count, you know, the windows. You put your money in, and the food pops out. It's a special cafeteria. I think only in New York. But you know that's. Yeah, it's a novelty, but if you want a first-class meal, you go to a restaurant where a waiter brings you the food. Yeah, you pay for that, for personal service. You know, and then yeah, the waiter, you can ask the waiter what's good, you can complain about what you don't like, and you know, and you get some personal service. He comes with a big pepper shaker, and he scratches out the pepper for you. Yeah, you know, you pay for personal service. Well, Krishna gives personal service. Yoga kshemam vahami aham. Like a waiter bringing your meal, you know, in his own hands, Krishna delivers everything in person to his pure devotees. Not just, you know, arranges through the machinery of Maya, the automat, you know, that you put your money in and get what you know, something from the vending machine. It's personal service. Krishna serves his devotees personally. He deals with each of them as individuals, not just through the mechanical laws of nature. Mechanical laws of nature are for those who don't want to serve Krishna. For those who want to serve Krishna, they transcend those mechanical laws. Mame viye prapajante mayam etam tarantite. Those who actually take shelter of me are no longer under the restrictions of the mechanical laws of nature. Maybe only superficially. You know. So as not to make a big spectacle, Krishna will not have his devotee break all the laws of nature in such a way that everyone is astounded. You know, his body will still get old. You know, he still may apparently lose his memory. You know, can't, when he's 85 years old, he can't remember all the shlokas he used to know. Yeah. But that's Krishna allowing superficially the material nature to act. But actually, the devotee is free. It's like the metaphor given of a coconut when it's very old. The you know, when young coconut, you open up a dab and there's the pulp there and it's wet and it's stuck. You have to pull it and cut it out. But when the coconut is very old, the pulp, although it's inside the shell, is separated from the shell. There's no contact anymore. It's dry, the pulp, and it's separated from the shell. Like that, the material conditions may be still there in the body and even the mind of the devotee when he's very advanced, mature, advanced in devotional service. But there's no connection, there's no attachment. He's just dragging his body around, and he's got this material mind also, but he's just dragging them around. You know, he's not at all identifying and attached to them anymore. And as soon as you crack open the old coconut, you don't have to do anything to separate the pulp. It already is separated. It just falls out. Like that, when in inevitable due course of time, the old body of the mature devotee dies, then it just cracks open and the Siddhasarupa pops out. If not before, well, actually, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti, you actually have to die ultimately, to get your final Siddhasarupa, you have to go to Goloka and get born there to attain your final, ultimate perfection. That's what Vishwanath Chakravarti says in the Raghavartma Chandrika. We can realize our Siddhasarupa to a great extent, even while it's still in this body, but the ultimate, final achievement of it is accomplished after leaving this body and taking birth again in your spiritual body in the spiritual world. That's just a technicality. For us, the important thing to pay attention to is if we just send very our attention to Krishna, then all of our desires are going to be fulfilled. We will feel perfectly satisfied. Because everything that we think we want, some of those things we don't really want, it's just a perverted desire. Those perverted desires will be straightened out so we can finally understand what we really want. And there may be many things that we weren't aware that we wanted. We're feeling an undefinable dissatisfaction in our life. We don't even know what it is we're missing. That will be clarified also. All the things we can't even imagine we wanted will also be given to us when we become Krishna conscious. But ananya chintayanto, we have to become fully absorbed in thinking about Krishna under all conditions all the time. That is the job, the great endeavor, great struggle that we have to go through in our prosecution of sadhana bhakti. Our attention is distracted by so many material concerns, and what they are depends on what kind of modes of nature we're affected by. Some people have got enemies, they've got serious problems with other people, you know, their parents or their wife or their government or the next door neighbors are driving them crazy, threatening them, or their own bodies are suffering from all kinds of diseases, their own mind might be disturbed. They've got so many problems, depending upon what particular modes of nature the devotee is affected by. But and therefore we're distracted. Our minds are in a cloud of delusion, of material concerns. Now, what am I going to eat for lunch? How am I going to deal with this problem? What are they going to say about me? And so many things we're thinking about all the time. Making plans, worrying about various things, and therefore not thinking about Krishna. We have to get rid of all this distraction and focus our attention on the absolute truth, on Krishna, his wonderful pastimes and his wonderful devotees. When we see a devotee, we should be delighted. We shouldn't do politics with and against devotees, because the opportunity to associate with any Vaishnava is an opportunity to associate with Krishna. We get Krishna through his devotees. We have to learn how to associate with Krishna. The reason why Krishna is not, you know, appearing to us, even though we're walking around Govardhan, we don't see Krishna, because we don't know how to deal with Krishna. So he's hiding himself from us. We don't see Krishna and Balaram herding their cows and playing with their friends on the sides of Govardhan because we're not ready for it. We don't know how to associate with Krishna. What we can learn how by practicing through associating with his devotees. Any devotees. Devotees are connected with Krishna in various degrees and various ways, but they're all connected to Krishna. And if we deal with devotees materially as enemies and material enemies and friends and do politics with them, you know, exploiting our so-called friends and fighting with our so-called enemies, that's material politics. And if we do that with devotees, we're losing the opportunity to take proper advantage. There are various, in the Vishnu Dharmottara Purana, there are six, I don't know all of them, aparads in the association of Vaishnavas. One of them is something like darshanena harshanam. If when you see the face of a Vaishnava, if you're not
pleased,
yes?
Do not feel happy when you
You're not feeling happy when you see a face, the face of a Vaishnava. You think, oh no, that guy. That's an aparad. It's just mental, but it's an aparad. If you're not pleased when you see a Vaishnava, something's wrong with him. That has to be rectified. We should not consider Vaishnavas our material friends and enemies. We should see them transcendentally. That's how we begin to learn to actually see things and think transcendentally. By our dealings with the devotees that Krishna has put us in the association with. If we're smart, we should look for the association of more mature devotees. If we're foolish, we look for the association of immature devotees so that we don't have to surrender. We can sit around and do prajalpa. We can talk about our enemies and friends and talk politics. And therefore, I want the association of immature devotees so I can indulge in that kind of subtle sense gratification, or maybe worse, maybe gross sense of gratification. But a smart devotee wants to find the opportunity to associate with more mature devotees, even if those more mature devotees are not easy to associate with. Even if you're scared of them, or your culture, like Indian culture, doesn't allow you to associate freely with superiors. But we have to get over that and take advantage of the association of more advanced devotees. Look for it. Beg for it. Take it in whatever form it comes. Even if it comes in the form of a smash on your head, take it. Because that will improve us by associating with more advanced devotees. But whatever kind of devotees Krishna has given us to associate with, that we should accept. We may think that, oh, I wish I could associate with better devotees. Why do I have to associate with these ones? But that's what Krishna has given us. And we should take advantage of it, because that's the stepping stone to get closer to Krishna. By practicing on his devotees. Learn how to deal with Krishna by learning how to deal with his devotees. Mutual appreciation is very important. Mutual tolerance, mutual forgiving one another for transgressions. It's like children of the same family. They may fight, but they don't become enemies. They know we belong to the same family. We're brothers, and brothers have loyalty to one another. Fight or no fight. So we should feel loyalty to our God brothers and this moment friendship with devotees. Then we'll learn how to be Krishna's friend in some one or other of the rasas. We develop and practice these rasas on each other. Okay, so I'll stop. Any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.